Thank you again for inviting me back.
非常感谢大家今天又邀请了我来这里。
You are a very brave congregation.
大家都非常的勇敢。
Today, as we meet here on a Sunday afternoon, there are millions of Americans that are suffering from a tremendous social issue.
现在就是数以万计的美国家庭，他们都面临一个非常重大的社会问题。
Many mental health people are calling this an epidemic.
大家称之为就是这个现象影响的范围非常的广大。
And while there is a lot of discussion about this social problem, there are very few people that are being healed of it.
虽然对这个问题的话有很多的讨论，但是真相是很少人得到了医治。
Can you guess what this social issue is?
大家可以猜一下这个社会问题是什么吗
？It is loneliness.
就是孤独。
It's never been more true than now. We are more connected to each other through our devices, but we've never been more lonely.
现在的情况是，美国看似所有的通讯更加的紧密和方便，但是我们却在经历前所未有的孤独。
The Cigna Health Insurance Company.Interviewed 20,000 people on this topic.
根据这个 Cigna 健康保险公司，它对20,000个人进行了一个研究。
And what they found is that almost half, 43% of Americans consider themselves lonely.
他们发现近一半的这个受访者表示他们感受到非常的孤独。
Here's some of the hard data. 47% of people feel that they are left out of life.
这是一些数据，47%的人感觉到自己经常被忽视和遗忘。
46% said that they feel this sometimes or they always feel lonely.
又有46%的人觉得他们常常感到孤独。
43% feel that their relationships are not meaningful.
43%的人感觉到他们的友谊没有意义。
That means that they're in a relationship with someone, but they only talk at the surface level. They never get down to a deeper level.
意思就是说，他们和这些人的这个关系非常的表面。
27% said rarely or never do they feel that there are people who really understand them.
有27%的人，他们感觉到很少能亲近别人，然后也没有也觉得没有人可以理解自己。
20% said that they rarely or never feel close to people.
又有20%的人说他们没有亲近的朋友可以敞开心扉。
And this is amazing. Only 18% of people said they have a friend that they can talk to about these deep levels.
只有18%的人说到他们可以有人可以交谈。
Now this social issue has a different impact on how old you are.
就是这个问题的话，它是在不同的年龄区间，然后现象这个轻重也会不太一样。
The older generation, the greatest, said that only 38% of the people that are 72 or older feel lonely.
就是大家可以看一下这个图表。只有73岁以上的这样的一个群体，他们是最不容易感到孤独的。只有38%的人感觉到孤独。
Baby boomers, who is my category, ages 55 to 72, 42% of us are lonely.
婴儿潮的这一代也是我的这个年龄区间，55岁到72岁，有42%的人感受到孤单。
Gen X is 45%, that's 39 years old to 54.
X 世代的话是39到54岁的人，有45%的人感受到孤单。
Millennials, 45% of ages 23 to 28.
千禧一代的话是23岁到38岁的人，也有45%的人感到孤单。
And Gen Z.Those ages 7 to 22, 48% said they are suffering from loneliness.
Z 世代这个人的话是7到22岁的人，他们有48%的人感受到孤单。
So the picture that we get from all of these statistics
然后这些数据的话全部都是真实的数据。
Is that it's a lonely time to be alive.
我们生活在这个世界上真的是很长时间都会感觉到孤独。
In fact, if these statistics are true, this room is probably filled with half of the people here say they are lonely in life.
如果这些数据是真实的，那就意味着我们在座将近一半的人都是大多数时间都是感到孤独的。
Do you feel lonely today?
你们今天孤独吗？
Do you have someone that you can talk to at a really deep level and share your heart with?
你们是否有人可以真正的交心？
Do you have someone that you can call on the phone and say, hey, listen, I'm struggling with a problem. Can I talk it over with you?
当你们遇到问题的时候，你们是否有这样一个可以打电话的对象？
If you were to fall in life,
就是如果你在你的生活中遇到了磕绊，
will someone come and pick you up?
是否有人会扶起你来？
Loneliness is a huge problem today.
孤独在这个时代是个非常严重的问题。
And if you don't have anyone right now that you're connected to, don't lose hope.
如果你们现在还没有找到一个可以交心的人，也不要失去希望。
There is an answer.
神给了我们一个答案。
And the answer is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个答案就是神给我们的福音。
So what I would like to do is just make some observations about God's antidote to loneliness.
我们来看一下神是怎样通过这个良药来治愈我们孤独的。
And the first antidote to loneliness is this, that God has designed us to be connected to Him.
神在造我们的时候，他想要让我们与他连接。
In our verses in Mark, it says, whoever does God's will.
在马可福音中写到，凡遵行神旨意的人。
God is the first solution to loneliness.
神是我们解决孤独的非常好的一个方式。
You realize that God has never been lonely?
大家有没有意识到神他永远不会孤单？
God lives in a perfect community of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
神住在一个非常绝对非常完全和睦的一个社区中，三位一体的神。
They have loved each other and served each other, and they have cared for each other for millenniums.
他们彼此相爱，完全的合一。
And there has never been an argument in the Trinity. Who's going to take out the garbage?
三位一体的神，他们不会因为谁来扔垃圾而争吵。
There have never been conflicts in the Trinity.
他们中间完全不会有冲突。
There is just love.And a desire to serve and be in fellowship with one another.
在他们里面只有爱，他们最大的愿望就是给彼此爱。
So at the very center of our universe, we have the nature of God.
所以我们整个宇宙的中心就是这个爱的社区。
And God wants to invite every person in this room into that relationship with them.
神想要邀请我们所有的人进入他这个社区。
This is what it says in Genesis.Then God said, let us make man in our image.
在创世纪中说到，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
And you notice down at verse 27, so God created man in his own image.
大家看一下27节说到，神就照着自己的形象造人。
So you have been created with this longing to be in a relationship because God's in a relationship.
因为我们是照着他的形象造的，所以我们和他相似。
And only he holds the key that can unlock that loneliness in your heart.
只有神掌握着让我们走出孤独的钥匙。
Here's the truism. God wants to be your father.
真相是上帝希望成为我们的父亲。
He wants to share his family love with you.
他想把他家庭的爱分享给你。
And it's not because we are lovable or we do great things. It's because He is a loving God.
不是因为我们得到了什么成就，也不是因为我们是可爱的，而是出乎于他的恩典。
Jesus changed our view of God by calling Him Abba.
神也通过他对父神的称呼向我们揭示了天父对我们的爱。
And that translation of the word could be really a very affectionate term.
这个词的话翻译过来可以表达一种非常亲密的关系。
In English, it's appropriate to understand Abba as Daddy.
在英文中的话就是像小孩子叫爸爸这样的一个意思。
That's the relationship he wants to have with you.
这就是他想和我们建造的一个关系。
That you would wake up in the morning.
当你早晨起来的时候
Daddy, good morning.
你说爸爸早上好。
That is the antidote to loneliness.
这个就是我们治愈孤独的一个良药。
To be that familiar with God that you would call him Abba.
这就是我们所熟悉的神，我们叫他为爸爸。
God wants to be your father.
上帝希望成为你的父亲。
Has a Muslim ever said that to his God?
穆斯林的话，你有听到他这样叫吗？
Never.
从来没有过。
Has a Buddhist ever said that to his God?
佛教有这样称呼他的神吗？
Never. Has a Hindu ever said that to their God?
印度教也没有。
Never. We are the only faith on planet Earth that turns to God and says, Abba.
在这个世上只有我们才会称呼我们的神为父。
So how do we experience God as our Father?
那我们怎么能够触摸到父亲的心意呢？
Through obedience.
就是通过顺服。
We do His will.
我们要遵行他的旨意。
We wake up and we say, Lord, what is your will for my life today?
当我们早上醒来的时候，我们第一件事情要问的是，主啊，你的心意是什么？
What is your plan for my life?
你对我人生的安排是什么？
Not, I have a plan, Lord, I want you to bless it.
不是说，主啊，我有一个计划，你来帮我完成。
But God, what is your plan?Help me to do it.
而是说主啊你的旨意是什么你帮助我来完成它。
In John chapter 1, or John 1:12, it said, Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
在约翰福音的一章十二节说到凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
When we receive, when we believe, we become his family.
当我们接受主耶稣，当我们信他名的时候，我们就进入了他的大家庭。
A relationship with the Abba Father is the first cure for loneliness.
我们与父神建立关系是我们治愈孤独的一个方式。
And if you are here today and you have never said,God, I want you to be my father.
如果今天你们当中有些人从来没有说过主啊我希望你成为我的父亲。
If you receive him, if you believe him, he will come into your heart.
如果你接受主耶稣的话你接受他的邀请他的爱就会住进你的中间。
And you will never be lonely again.
你就永远都不会感受到孤独。
Because you will have the living God inside of you.
因为主住在了你的心中。
Can I get an amen? Do you believe that?
大家相信吗?
It's the truth.
这个就是真相,事实。
The second observation on this is that God has designed us to be connected to earthly families.
第二点是上帝要我们与地上暂居的家也连接。
Earthly families were part of the design from the beginning of time.
家庭是起初神创造的一部分。
It says here that Jesus was in a family.
我们可以从经文中看到主耶稣他是在一个家庭中的。
Now families are funny things.
家庭是一个有趣的存在。
And I don't mean funny in the strange of humorous.
我说这个有趣不指的是一个幽默的有趣。
Families are strange and wonderful and dangerous all at the same time.
家庭它是一个奇怪、奇妙又危险的存在。
The people that we love the deepest have the ability to hurt us the deepest.
我们往往最爱的人其实也是最容易伤害到我们的人。
I've been married to my wife for 44 years.
我和我的妻子已经结婚44年了。
Do you know the person on planet Earth that hurt her the most?
大家知道就是这个世界上谁伤害我最深吗？
Take a wild guess.
大家猜一下。
Me!
就是我。
I love my wife!
我爱我的妻子。
But I have hurt her so many times.
但是我被她伤害了很多次。
I have caused her to cry.
我让她哭泣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because families are strange things.
因为家庭真的是一个奇怪矛盾的存在。
We have a comedian. His name, he has died. His name is George Burns.
我们有一个朋友，他叫 George， 他去世了。
And I love what he said. He said, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city.
就是他这个是个喜剧演员，然后他说过一句话，说幸福是你知道在另一个城市拥有一个充满爱、关心你的大家庭。
And yet your family is one of the cures for loneliness.
他在这里就提到了你的家其实是治愈你孤独的办法。
Psalm 68 verse 6 says, God sets the lonely in families.
在诗篇的68章6节说到，神使孤独的有家可居住。
Families designed by God are places that should be safe and should be a place for lonely people to go for encouragement.
上帝创造家庭的目的是让孤独的人有一个安全的居所。
Families should be filled with warmth and encouragement and a refuge from the storms of life.
家庭的存在是让我们在经历生活风暴的时候给我们温暖鼓励，为我们提供一个避难所。
Families, when we do them well,are places where we create a safe environment for our children to grow up in.
一个好的家庭，它可以成为小孩子的保护伞。
But did you notice Jesus' family?
但是你有注意到主耶稣他的家庭吗？
His family was a mess.
他有一个非常不合心意的家庭。
His brothers and sisters thought he was mentally unstable.
因为他的家人认为他那个脑袋有一些问题。
They did not believe that he was the Messiah.
他们不相信他是救主。
They thought he was actually a little bit mentally challenged.
大家就是他的家人觉得他有点精神上的疾病。
And it seems from this passage here that they, when they came to speak to him,They expected him to stop what he was doing and come out to talk to them.
他们通过一个信使来向主耶稣递话，他们试图阻止耶稣要完成了神的工作。
It says that they were standing outside. His family should have been inside.
在这里，我们从经文中可以看到他的家人站在外面，但是他的家人是最应该站在里面的。
And then they didn't even have the courage to come in to talk to him.They said, hey, you, go and talk to him. Tell him we're out here.
他通过这个信使来告诉耶稣说，你去帮我把这个话传给他。
That's a messed up family.
这真的是个很糟糕的家庭。
So your family doesn't look so bad.
所以你们的家庭看起来还算是非常好的。
But yet Jesus never disrespected his family.
但是大家注意到主耶稣他从来没有不尊重过自己在世上的家庭。
He cared for his mother.
他非常的关心他的母亲。
You remember, even as he was on the cross.
大家要记得主耶稣当时他是在十字架上的。
He said to John, John, care for my mother.
然后他说，约翰，你来照顾我的母亲。
So you might be in a mess with your family.
也许你们在一个一团糟的家庭中。
But you still got to keep working to make it healthy and strong.
但是你仍旧需要想办法让你的家庭变得稳固。
Let's go on to our third observation here. Is that God has designed us to be connected to a faith family.
上帝也邀请我们住在真理的家庭中。
So Jesus says, who are my mother and my brothers?
在这个经文中他说谁是我的母亲谁是我的弟兄。
And then he points to the crowd that's around him.He says, here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will.
然后他就指着四周坐着的人说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
Jesus had identified him with a family circle that was actually closer than his physical circle, physical family.
主耶稣在这里指的是一个对他来说更加珍贵、更加亲近的家庭。
And it's interesting, I love that word, whoever.
我非常喜欢这里用到的这个无论是谁这个词。
Whoever does God's will.
无论是谁，凡遵行神旨意的人。
That means that everyone has an opportunity to be part of this new family.
这就意味着我们每个人都能够加入他天上的家庭。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 says, I want you to know how people who are members of God's family must live. God's family is the church.
提摩太前书的三章十五节说道，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会。
So you have an earthly family.
所以我们有一个在世上的家庭。
But now you have a faith family.
然后我们有一个真理的家庭。
Look around you right now. This is your family.
大家四周环顾一下，这个就是我们的家。
So you should be talking to each other. Hey, brother. Hey, sister.
所以你们应该彼此问候说弟兄姐妹
You should be encouraging one another.
你们应该彼此鼓励建造
Over the years that I've been in ministry, I've seen churches do church so well.
在我传道的这些年以来，我看到教会中有很多的
I've seen churches sacrifice, giving literally thousands of dollars to help people out in need.
我见证了就是来自教会非常伟大的爱，他们甚至就是付出他们非常多的金钱来支持教会。
I've seen church people come together and cry with people that are hurting.
我看到就是教会的弟兄姐妹他聚集起来为某个人的处境而哭泣。
I've seen them show up in the middle of the night because someone has a tragedy that they're going through.
我也看到有的弟兄姐妹他在深夜的时候赶过来，然后去安慰处在患难中的姐妹。
I knew someone that woke up literally in the middle of the night and went to a pharmacy to get a drug for someone that they needed to take.
我也看到有的弟兄姐妹她在深夜去到药房去帮其他弟兄姐妹买药。
I know of people that had their basement flooded and other folks brought over sump pumps and in the middle of the night were taking out water from that basement.
我也看到午夜的时候有的弟兄他赶去另外一个弟兄家里去帮助他们解决地下室漏水的问题。
In my lifetime, I've seen people drink 10,000 cups of coffee and tea to be with a friend.
我也见识过，就是有的人他喝了很多的咖啡，他只是为了去和另外的人去交朋友。
I have never seen a more powerful weapon to fight loneliness than the Church of Jesus Christ.
这个是我所见识到最治愈孤独最大的一个利器工具。
And when we do that, the world looks at us.
当我们这样做的时候，这个世界就会变得非常不一样。
And they say, it's amazing the love that you have for each other.
然后世界会感叹，你们对彼此的爱真的是太深，太令人震惊了。
Where do you get that love from?
你这样的爱是从哪里来的？
And we point up, we say, Abba, Father.
我们把这样的荣耀就归于了神。
God Himself is the solution to our loneliness.
神是我们对付孤独的良药。
God has given us earthly families.
神赐给我们在世上的家庭。
God has given us a faith family.
然后神也赐给了我们一个真理的家庭。
So when we draw together, it fights.Loneliness.
所以我们大家聚集在一起，一起来对抗孤独。
So what are some gospel true statements?
我们来看一些福音的真相。
Connecting with Jesus is the only way out of loneliness.
与主耶稣建立连结是摆脱孤独的唯一出路。
If you don't know him today, you will always be lonely.
如果你不认识他的话，那你会经常感到孤独。
Because only He can unlock the key to your heart.
因为只有他才可以打开你的心。
You have an eternal longing inside of you, placed there by God Himself.
因为神用他自己来代替了你生命中缺失的那一个部分。
And He's the only one that could satisfy that longing.
神是唯一可以为你而牺牲的人。
And the second truism is that our identity is radically changed by our connection with Jesus.
我们再看第二个真相，就是当我们与主建立连接的时候，我们的身份也发生了改变。
When I ask you who you are,
我来问你们，你们是谁？
Your answer should be,
你们的答案应该是，
I am a child of God.
我是上帝的孩子。
And Jesus has promised that He will always be with us to the very end of the age.
主耶稣曾经向我们承诺，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now, because these things are true, what are some of the rhythms that we should have in our lives?
因为这些都是事实的真相，所以我们应该做一些生活中的操练。
The first is to share life-giving words with both your earthly family and your faith family.
第一个功课就是我们要同时与世上的家以及天上的家来分享属灵的生活。
Proverbs 18:21says the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
在箴言的十八章二十一节说到，生死在舌头的权下，喜爱它的必吃它所结的果子。
Your words have great power. Be careful.
你口中的话语有非常大的能力。
Use your words to give life, not take life away.
用你的话语去影响别人的生命，而不是去夺走别人的生命。
There was a psychologist. His name is Harry Stack Sullivan.
有一个人际心理学家。
And he said it takes people to make people sick, and it takes people to make people well.
这里说到人们让我们痛苦，人们也给我们带来益处。
Some of you know how words.Can hurt you and make you sick inside. You have been abused by words.
我们经常就是受到这个语言暴力。
And I'm sorry that you went through those difficult words.
如果大家曾经经历过这样的事情的话，我也非常为大家感到非常的抱歉。
But realize your words also have the power to give life.
但是大家也要知道，你口中的话有建造生命的力量。
I watched television and I saw this show about these EMS workers.
我在那个在电视上看到一些就是节目。
And they have these things called the pads of life. Anybody know? Sorry, I'm off script now. they're electric things that you put on a patient that the heart has stopped.
就是他们把这个东西测量心跳的这个仪器放在他们的身上。
So when you put this on the patient, what does the doctor yell?
当他们把这个放在就是病人身上的时候，医生说。
They always yell clear.
医生说 clear.
And then they push the button. Boom.
然后对，然后他们就会就是这个心脏勃起抢救的时候那个。
And these pads bring the heart back.
然后这些电击器就会震一下，击一下。
Your words can bring somebody back.
你们的话语可以将一个生命抢救回来。
Your words can be the paths of life on somebody whose heart is not doing well.
你们的话语可以去拯救一个人，如果他在困境中的话。
And when you speak those words, boom!
当你在说这些话的时候，他的心会为之一振。
Their heart can get going again.
然后他的这个心就又恢复了动力。
Your words are very, very powerful.
你们要记住，你们的话语是非常非常有能力的。
Use them well.
所以大家妥善的去用它。
Our second rhythm here is become love.
第二个要操练的功课是成为有爱的人。
Beloved, let us love one another.For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
在约翰一书中说到，亲爱的弟兄们，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
The gospel is this, is that the God of love comes to live inside of you.
福音书是这样说的，如果上帝的爱他进入你的心中，
That means you have God's love inside of you.
那就是意味着神的爱在你的心中。
And all you need to do is release his love.
我们所需要做的就是把这样的爱传递给其他人。
If you don't have God's love in you, you can never release it.
如果你从来没有得到过从神而来的爱，你也没有办法给予出去。
But if the living God is living inside of you, you have enough love to love everybody in this room.
但是当如果要是神他真的住进你心中的话，你的这个爱的源泉就会源源不断。
And that's why we come to church.
这就是为什么我们来到教会。
Because when we come into this church, what we're going to do is we're going to take God's love.And have it go through us so that it can touch our faith family and they can receive his love.
我们要做的就是我们来到教会从神这里领受爱并且将这样的爱分享给我们身边的弟兄姐妹。
Someone came and told me, he goes, you know what, there's better preachers on television than you.
有人过来告诉我说他这个有电视上有个非常好的这个正道的节目。
And I said, I totally agree with you.
然后我说我非常的同意。
But that television can't hug you.
但是这个电视节目没有办法拥抱你。
I can hug you.
我可以拥抱你。
And even though you can get a great sermon, your television is never going to hug you.
虽然电视上倒非常好，但是它却真的没有办法抱你。
Come to church, get a hug from the pastor.
所以大家来教会，然后牧师就会拥抱你。
That's what this is all about.
这就是我们追求的。
Show up.
出席。
Show up. Just come and physically be here.
就是大家要实实在在的坐在教会里。
Could you read Hebrews 10:24 and 25?
Yeah. 希伯来书的十章二十四到二十五节说到，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此勉励。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let us not give up meeting together.
让我们不要放弃聚会。
We need to meet together in church.
我们需要见到彼此。
In my lifetime, this is what's happened to church attendance.
这个是我所经历的事情。这个数据显示了这个教会出席人数在持续下降。
This is 1952. 60% of Americans went to church every week.
这个是1952年的话，这里有这么多的人参加教会。
And you can see how it's declined over the years.
大家可以看到这些年来这个数据在持续的降低。
Church attendance has fallen to 17.7%.
然后这个整个数据下降了大概有17%。
I wonder why people are so lonely.
所以我现在也不觉得奇怪了，大家为什么那么孤独？
They don't have a faith family anymore.
因为你没有一个真理的家庭了。
And most of their families are all messed up. Their earthly families are messed up. And they don't have a church family, so they're lonely.
他们现在不去教会了，他们只停留在他们在世上的这个小家庭中，所以他们感到孤独。
Come to church every week.
所以大家每周都要来教会。
As you walk in that door out there, ask God to fill you with His love.
当我们在这个教会中的时候，主耶稣他会把他的爱给到你。
And then every person you see, put the pads of life on and go boom.
然后你每个见到的人，他们都会在你的心里给你一击，然后让你重新振奋起来。
You don't have to do this. Design a friendship meal plan.
和朋友一起计划吃饭。
In Acts chapter 2, it said that every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
在使徒行传的 二章四十六到四十七节说到，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
We're going to eat 21 meals this week, every week, right?
我们每一周的话，大概都有二十一餐。
I'm suggesting you eat 7 of those meals with your family.
我建议大家有其中七餐，然后和你们的家人一起吃。
Every evening you say, this family is coming together for dinner at 6:30, whatever time you want to say.
每周的时候，这七餐都在六点半，然后告诉你的家人出席，然后一起用餐。
And we're going to eat together.
我们一起来吃饭。
And say, everybody, you have to smile during the meal.
在吃饭的时候，大家每个人都必须面带微笑。
See how happy they are.
大家看他们有多开心。
Okay, that gives you 14 other meals. You have 14 other meals outside of the 7.
我们还有剩下的14餐。
With the other 14 meals, have 2 of them with a friend.
剩下的14餐中两餐你和你的朋友一起吃。
Just say, hey, let's go out for Chinese.
然后你就简单的说一句，走吧，我们一起去吃个中餐好吗？
And go out and have a great meal with a friend.
然后呢，你们就是一起度过一个非常开心的用餐的时间。
And if you don't want to go out, say, come on over to our house for a meal together with us.
如果你不想出去的话，你可以邀请他来加入你在家里的这个用餐。
I will leave this place. I will go home and rest for about 1 hour.
我离开之后呢，我回到家中，我会休息一个小时。
And tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to have 14 people come over to our house for dinner.
然后今天下午五点的时候，我们邀请了14个人来我们家中用餐。
It's going to be fun.
我预料到会非常的好玩。
I wish I could invite you all.
我希望我可以邀请所有的人。
But do that.
所以大家去做这个事情。
That's God's antidote to loneliness.
因为这个上帝让我们治愈孤独的工具。
Number 5.
第五点。
Get ready for the mess.
为混乱做好准备。
It says this in, an empty stable stays clean, but no income comes from an empty stable.
在箴言的十四章四节说到，家里无牛，槽头干净，土产加多，乃凭牛力。
Guess what happens when you have oxen in your stable?
大家想象一下，如果你们的这个牛棚里头有头牛会怎样？
They make a mess.
然后会非常的脏乱。
If you want your stable to be clean, don't put any oxen in it.
如果你想要一个干净的牛棚的话，就不要养任何牛。
But if you want to have an income,You got to clean up the oxen poop.
如果你想有收获的话，那你必须得清理他们的粪便。
And so it is with friends.
我们也是，就是我们对待朋友也是同样的道理。
You invite them over, there could be a mess.
你把他们邀请到家里的话，他们大多数是友善的。
But it's worth the risk.
也会有一些风险。
Make.Room for friendships.
所以我们要为我们的朋友留一些空间。
All right, this is your heart.
这个是你的心。
These are options in life. This is internet.
这个是网络。
Social media.
就是社交媒体。
Facebook. This is work.
这个是
工作。Got to work, right? This is family.
这是我们的家庭。
This is working out.
这个是我们出去锻炼。
This is hobbies.
这是我们的一些爱好。
This is church.
这个是教会。
This is whatever you want it to be.
这个是其他你任何想做的事。
You only have a limited number of spots to put all of these.
你的这个空间的话，一共就这么些。
Choose well.
你只能选择一样。
Let's put God first, okay? Can we agree? God's got to be first.
让我们把神放在第一位。
What's second?
第二位是什么？
Family.
家庭。
Family second.
家庭放在第二位。
It's important to work, right?
工作也很重要。
Not too many more spots left.
我们还有一个位置留着。
This is what's happened to us.
我们应该这样来做。
The friendship.
这是友谊。
Oh, I got to work out. I got to go on the internet. I got to do this. Oh, you know what? I don't have any time for friends.
我们把所有其他无关紧要的事情放在中间，友谊放在最后。
We don't have time for friends anymore.
这样的话，我们就没有时间留给朋友。
You got to take some of this stuff out of your life.
我们必须把这些事情清除，清除我们的生活。
I'd say at least two slots for friends.
我们把这最后一个 spot 留给我们的朋友。
Make time for friends.
所以大家给自己的朋友留一些空间。
Oops, sorry. Marla Paul.Writes for the Chicago Tribune.
这个人他叫马拉保罗，他在这个芝加哥论坛报上发表一些文章。
A few years ago, she wrote these words in her column: "I am lonely. This loneliness saddens me. How did it happen that I am a 42-year-old and have not and do not have any friends?"
几年前他在他的专栏中写下这样的话，我很寂寞，这种寂寞让我感到难过，我42岁了，没有很多朋友，怎么会这样呢？
She asked her husband, is there something wrong with me?
然后他就问他的丈夫说，是不是我有什么问题？
Her husband said, no, you're fine.
他丈夫回答说，没有，你很好。
And she came to believe that everybody was just too busy to have a friend.
他得出一个结论，就说是不是人们太过忙碌了，所以他们没有时间交朋友。
Well, she wrote this in the Chicago Tribune in her column.
当他发表这个文章之后，
And something unexpected happened.
然后发生了一些没有预料到的事情。
Thousands of people wrote to her and said, "Me too."
然后有几千个人给他回信说我也是。
She said she received 7 times more mail than she's ever received for any other article.
她说这篇文章让她收到了比以往多7倍的回信。
She went on to write a book, The Friendship Crisis.
然后她就继续又写了一篇写了一本书叫《友谊危机》。
God has designed you to be loved.
神造我们是要我们彼此相爱。
And to miss out on God's friendship.And the friendship of other people is to miss out on life itself.
如果我们忽略了这一点，就是忽略了上帝造我们的这个使命。
Stop missing life.
所以我们不要浪费自己的生命。
Make God your friend.
让上帝成为你的朋友。
Make the people in this room your friends.
让这个在座的所有人成为你的朋友。
And make your earthly family your friends.
让你在世上的家成为你的朋友。
That's what life is all about.
这就是我们生命的意义所在。
Abba Father,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you for your everlasting love.
主啊，我们感谢你永恒的爱。
A love so powerful that you came to this earth and died on the cross for us.
主啊，你的爱是如此的强大，你将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
We pray for strength to build our earthly families.
主啊，感谢你赐给我们家庭。
We pray for strength to build the faith family here at this church.
主啊，我为我们在座所有弟兄姐妹他们的家庭祷告。
Give us the courage to deeply love and build eternal friendships.
主啊，给我们智慧和能力，让我们建立永恒的友谊。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray this.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
感谢牧师的信息。下面我们一起来唱一个回应的诗歌。我们一起起立 ，Let's stand up together。
Benediction comes from Romans chapter 15. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Jesus Christ, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起来唱三一颂。